We should be live.
Yeah, we are.
Should.
Hey, everybody. That's probably not in the chat yet.
Fucking goddamn it.
I'm in the chat.
Hi!
That brought so much sorrow to my being.
And you're about to become happy.
Yep. Happiness in your life.
But the tab on my fucking energy drink broke, Bill.
But this episode...
It'll be fine.
This is a Nick episode.
It so is.
Well, I would love to be able to agree with you, Derek. Yes! Yes! There!
So here we go. This is a late birthday gift, buddy.
Yeah, because we couldn't do this during my birthday. No! We had to do ass!
It was good.
Dude, we had to get the shit out of the way.
We could have done something fun for Nick on his birthday, not here you fucking go, buddy.
Well, now that you've cleansed the colon and you're nice and clean, it's time for some strange stuff.
Very strange.
Bill, as my brother, you should never fucking say anything about strange stuff like that.
Delivery was...
People might get the wrong idea. So, Nick, I know that you retail them in Bama.
So, Nick, I noticed that you've experimented a lot of things, but now it's time for some weird shit. You ready? Nick's like, I need an adult.
Oh, buddy. I need many adults.
We are many adults.
I don't know. I think that depends on who you ask.
Jesus, we are many adults.
What a lot of people would think that we have childish personalities because of what we're in.
I am going to eat the closest thing to an Oreo I'm allowed to consume.
It looks like a tiny Oreo, to be fair.
It has nothing in it.
No cream.
That's not an Oreo, then. That's,
Shane, this is what I get,
that's
Shane.
A cookie. That's just a normal cookie.
Shane, this is
cookies.
As close to an Oreo as I can get.
That's...
I can eat this thumb-size cookie.
If you want some, dude, if you want some cream filling that's good for you, I got some for you.
Thumbprint-size cookie.
Put a little bit of that.
Wow, we actually lost a viewer because of that.
Yes.
He's so mad that I can't have my Oreo. He's mad, too.
We have all of three people in the chat now.
Like, wait, Bill can't have Oreos? Fuck this show.
I've got some yellow liquid for your popcorn.
I'm not watching
this
show.
And it's non-dairy.
People are like, ah, fuck it, Dr. Strange. Fuck that. Nick's
well, to be
happy.
Fair, I think like 8 of the people in the chat right now are us.
What 8?
I don't know how.
But...
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You're on your phone. I'm on my phone. Scott's on his phone.
Bill's
got his.
Yeah, well, there's
so that
four,
accounts
of
for four of the six. Yes.
It always takes around 10 minutes or so. It's the reason we bullshit at the start of the episodes.
Exactly.
And it's funny how many people don't know us, and they get in, and they don't realize that we're bullshitting through the first, like, 10 minutes of the episode, so they'll get confused, and they'll be like, I thought this fucking video was about so-and-so, and they'll leave.
Right. All right, well, you're about to miss it. Bye.
So while we're bullshitting, I have something for you. I want you to have this.
Yay, I have a quarter.
It's a coin.
Man.
Why do I have a coin?
Because I just tossed a coin to my Witcher.
Ah!
You're the closest person that looks like Geralt, to be honest.
That was amazing.
I mean, yeah, I could probably rock a Geralt of Rivia at
but
some
now,
point in my life.
But now, where's all your disgusting scars?
Those are
hidden.
Ass cookie.
Good. Well, again, because in the future, we can hide that shit.
Apparently that dude
my
thought
girlfriend
it was a good...
is very good at makeup because she's a goth. So, yes, all of my terrible, horrible scars.
So I have a monster problem. Can you help me?
I mean...
Not if he's from the first fucking game.
Do you have money?
I have a coin.
I'm going to need more than a coin.
Well, in their
it
time,
depends
coin...
on what. It depends on what kind of monster we're talking about here, buddy.
It depends on what game you're playing here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Witcher 3 all the way?
Uh-oh.
Fuck the others? No offense. I mean, I know they probably have good stories, but the
look, people can
trash.
Like whatever the fuck they like,
Witcher
but I tried to go back
Witcher
and play part
so
1.
Play.
I started in part 3 and went back to part 1 and was really, truly
yes.
interested and cannot fucking do it. It's the game is fucking garbage.
The chat just made me sad.
Why?
Because I don't miss those days.
What days?
The days of mecha reviews. I don't miss those whatsoever.
We'd have to start tackling like we are with
I'm
the villains.
They're not too far off, and strangely enough, I think there was a mecha we missed. We talked so much about it that I thought that we'd reviewed it until somebody brought it up to me, and we never gave it a mecha review.
what?
I think at this point there might be like two Sentai shows.
I don't think we
back.
Ever covered the movie, not the old movie Megazord, the
oh,
new
yeah,
movie
the
Megazord.
New movie.
I thought
we
did.
Talked
did.
About
no.
it. We talked about it at length. Through like six different fucking
well,
movie reviews.
All right, that yeah. one I'm okay with. I could do that one.
But we never actually
but
gave it its own episode.
But it's when we have arm and leg switchy roo shit.
I can't remember.
We reviewed the movie yeah. twice,
okay.
talked about it as it was coming out, talked about its opening night, reviewed
the,
all of its concept
later,
art,
yeah.
did trailer reviews three fucking times, and never once... gave
right.
that Megazord its own episode.
Well, we'll
yeah,
give Megazord
because,
its own episode. Because
we never scored the Megazord.
Yeah.
But
right.
not today.
Because we didn't know how it was physically possible to make that Megazord from those Zords.
No, see, that's exactly what you're talking. You're talking, that came up in all our other reviews, but we never
yeah.
gave it a mecha review.
Do,
never.
Do you know how that happened, Scott?
We gave the awful CGI Megazord a mecha review.
He's right, we did.
Yeah,
but Scott, do you know how we fused all those Zords together to make the weird Megazord from the movie?
The power of friendship.
No,
in that episode,
it was the
because
ooze.
I would have hampered every fucking score.
Oh yeah,
so so you're lucky I wasn't in that piece of shit episode.
Of
no,
fucking,
that episode
because it also burned the Ninja
that
Turtles
thing just to save it.
You know what? I would have stockpiled a whole bunch of fucking nukes and just like, keep going, bitch. We can do this all day. You Genesis, I nuke. Let's
nope.
just do it.
See, we cancel each other out, and your opinion would mean nothing, and mine would mean nothing, but I got what I wanted.
Except I'd nuke it, too.
But there. Now, whoa,
nope.
whoa.
And Seth would nuke it.
Because, I'm sorry.
And Scott would nuke it.
The costumes. Because
I'd give Scott $5 to nuke it.
I'm sorry. We're going to disagree
no,
on the costumes.
Fairly.
That,
I'd give you
that Megazord is fucking awful.
I probably still rate fairly.
So
well,
fucking bad.
$5.
The series,
yeah, that reminds
the series
me
version was
today,
a lot
I have a
better.
I have to ask you, so.
I might have an answer.
So we have three
have
Doctor Stranges to talk about today, and it's some strange shit. So Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Level Sarium.
Scott Action Jackson.
Stephen Strange, Doctor Strange.
No, you're not.
No.
You really aren't.
You see how insulted he was?
I know.
He does that not
is,
want you to be his favorite
you,
character.
Do you know who you are?
Yes, I've always known who I am. I'm obviously Captain America.
You're not America's ass.
Nah, he won't give you Captain America either.
You're not America's
ass. I'm wondering
ass.
Where he's putting you.
Where are you putting me? I will kill you if it's something I don't like.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
You are the greatest man.
Who?
You are the Ant-Man.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and open
could
this up to
worse.
The chat.
Could have given a U.S. agent.
I'm going to open this up to the chat. You guys can decide where we sit if we were dumped into the MCU, and we're going to go on and look at some strange
anybody
shit.
Who says I'm the Blob, I give you a hug, but fuck you.
See, the thing is, people will say one of two things for me, and I know it.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to because I can rock either of them. And I'm a lot like both of them.
It's true.
Not quite like the one I'm thinking. But.
What? Tony? I'm the poor man's Tony. He's not wrong. I'm the broke as shit Stark. I'm the Tony Stark from the Marvel Avengers game that came out on PS4 and Xbox.
Oh, you mean that garbage?
Our grading scale is kind of crap, guys. Be insulted and let's talk about the 1978 Doctor Strange Peter Houghton.
All right,
I may have
this.
Got his name wrong, but I think his name was Houghton.
I spelled
right
it.
On car.
I spelled it right, at least, or it's spelled right.
Houghton.
I don't know.
Houghton.
It could be, but I actually don't know.
Well, luckily we don't score for a couple minutes. Let me Google and I'll be right
Houghton.
Back.
Yeah, get his name right, just for the sake of.
Like
so, anyways,
okay,
that's
honest,
our little.
Like
that's
it.
Our little. I'm imagining that would be on the front of a DVD, VHS, whatever.
It's actually kind of cool, actually.
No, it's decent. Yeah,
I actually like that. That's really neat.
People are chiming in on the
Wiki
guys.
Just lost. Wiki just lost one Googleplex Shane points.
Why?
Read the chat.
I got Tony Stark, so I didn't want to hear what you're complaining about.
No, you got poor man's Tony Stark.
Yeah, I got Tony Stark, so I didn't want to know what you're complaining about.
Wiki can eat it.
If you say so.
Wiki just lost a Googleplex of Shane stream points.
Hold on, who got MODOK?
Shane got MODOK.
You're MODOK?
Well, to be fair, your Hulu show is amazing. I fucking marathoned all of it the other night.
Well, you were welcome, sir.
Bill's a poor man's Tony. That's why he hates
him. I heard
him.
That. I saw that.
Nick is a failed test subject of Agent Venom program.
Yep, and that's why Wiki just lost a Googleplex of Shane points.
And then Shane's either a citizen of Wakanda or MODOK.
I'm a citizen of Wakanda or MODOK.
Oh, God.
Well, that poster at the beginning really kind of got me excited.
He's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
That's rapey.
Yeah, this looks like a different kind of movie. Bill, you said this is 1960-something?
78.
Oh, 78? Okay, that's why, because he's got, like, that porn stash. See, look at that. That's porn stash.
So I hear you're in here for an operation.
Oh, my.
You didn't even get close.
No, it... It's kind of close. That, on the other hand, is not.
They made a figure.
I don't know. I would look up a 1978 costume and see, but he might not be close.
What part of superhero did you guys not
hear? That might be
closer. Jesus Christ.
That might be closer.
1978 Doctor Strange, because I don't have my actual Doctor Strange essentials anywhere.
Oh, that Doctor Strange is just laying some person.
He's just fucking straight up burning a motherfucker.
Let him fry.
Yeah, he's just like barbecue that bitch.
As far as I can tell, it is just hooting.
Talk to the hand of fate.
Well, that's okay. Like their fucking
so we
poster.
Got a couple of costumes to talk about here.
Okay,
we got to talk about this.
1978.
No,
all right, no, they fucked up on the shirt.
Let
definitely.
Me see it. Okay, well, this is the first thing
picture.
We have right here.
So
okay,
yeah.
So that's actually closer than we'll talk
that,
about it when we get there.
That's the poster for the movie.
Oh
yeah, that's not
yeah,
okay.
That's,
so look,
that's not
yeah. You need to look
Dr.
up.
Strange.
You need to look up.
I already looked up.
Look
the
up Doctor
Strange.
Strange comic book 1978 if you want to.
That's what I did.
So look. This is the first guy right here.
Ah, oh, fuck. God. Drop my phone.
That. When I was gathering these, I'm like, this is going to get some shit scores.
I am not a fan of
like
this.
80s.
No, that might be about right.
Oh, fuck.
Look, there he is. That's the first
knobs,
one right there. That's
stuff,
what we're rating.
Accidents are happening.
No.
Oh, fuck,
this
no.
Dude gets
fuck,
a,
no.
This dude gets a one.
Okay.
One.
Because I know the source material. I know it real well. No.
Hear that? He says no about
no!
That. Listen, it hurts to say no to our favorite heroes, but when their costumes suck, their costumes suck.
Immensely. Yeah. Immensely does his costume suck. It is nowhere
okay.
near.
So, if I was rating this not knowing that Doctor Strange was a Marvel hero, it's definitely of the fucking time with his Mr. T necklace. So I would give it higher, but knowing this is Doc fucking Strange, it's a fucking zero.
Zero.
Okay.
I'm being nice
so,
with the one.
Zero on this guy.
Actually, no. You know what? Fuck that. He'll never know what hit him, Seth.
He looks like one
You've
of those
never
weird...
Seen it coming.
He looks like one of those really weird, offbeat... alien
Nuclear
characters on like an old sci-fi show where they would land on a planet and that guy would be there for whatever reason.
You know, this poster shows me that he's about ready to have some fun. This
yeah.
is a porno.
That's what it looks like.
Because she does not want it, but he wants it.
It reminds me of the jackass from the Hitchhiker's
so with,
Guide.
So with Nick changing it to a nuke, it's a negative 0.8.
Okay, that guy got
fucking
that.
Fucking hate this.
Now we have to look at this one.
It's still just as
this
bad.
This is closer. It's a little bit closer.
Instead one. Of a nuke, it gets a zero. Now.
Yo, goose egg.
Okay.
I fucking hate this.
It's
so
pretty bad.
It's awful.
If this wasn't Doctor Strange and they said, hey, we're making Polaris. Fucking spot on, 10 out of fucking 10.
But it's not.
But it's
Doctor
wrong.
Yeah.
It's not cute. It's just wrong.
One is the absolute best I can do, and I'm being overly generous.
You very much are.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
because
I,
here's the thing.
I hardcore agree to
here's
that.
The thing. If I didn't know, and I just thought he was supposed to be some fucking superhero mage dude, I might be able to look at that and be like, okay.
But that's Doctor
right.
Strange.
I see what they're doing.
And Doctor Strange doesn't have the fucking Star of Bethlehem on his chest.
I guess. But look, for everybody that rated Smallvilles with threes and fours and fives,
they were always wrong.
Well, that should have all been fucking zeros because there wasn't a single Superman in that goddamn show. But when we talked about it and people had seen it and people identified with it, they were like, oh, no, I fucking love that trench coat. Fucking four. Fuck that. Hot Topic Superman should have got a zero. This guy can get a one.
Like, so
I'm very
guy,
prejudiced. He gets a zero.
This guy altogether is a 0.6 then. And I'm only trying to rush it because my phone's at 27% and I
last
still need
costume.
Some battery to go home.
That's the last costume of the show.
That would be the Sorcerer Supreme.
That's the closest they got. The closest
it gets a
they
one.
Got.
I'm giving this thing a 1.5.
I will agree to that.
Yeah, 1.5 is the best
like
I can
that,
do for him.
The best I could do is a 1.
1.
It,
damn
like,
it, if only we had given it that extra.
I am so glad they waited until it was possible to do Doctor Strange well to try again.
Actually, you would be wrong.
1.32, and you are wrong, sir.
God damn it, Napa.
Because now we are going to go on to 1992 and talk about
Dr.
Morbid, Jeffrey Combs.
It was made and filmed to be Dr. Strange, but because of some issues,
it had to have a name change.
So it's not actually Doctor Strange,
but
it
was intended as Doctor Strange
and
until
honestly,
they couldn't get it through.
That's kind of pseudo-accurate.
Yeah.
So let's
so
see
because,
what the actual
because,
thing looks
because
like.
Because just like that awful
yeah,
Iron Man we looked
art.
At, this is essentially what it is.
He's a it's 92. He's in a fucking tracksuit.
Nicolas Cage?
No, God damn it.
Oh, my.
I mean, he's just walking around in fucking normal clothes
okay,
with
the
so Eye of Akhmato.
The closest we get to a costume is this fucking thing right here. This fucking thing.
That's kind of sad.
That's it. That's
I mean,
what we get.
I mean, it's more accurate than the last guy, so he'll get like a 2. But
I'll agree to that. And then yeah.
It's sad.
I'll drop in a deuce as well.
Yeah, this is also really sad. So we're going to go with a 2, and that's as nice as I can
they
be
to this
sadness.
They probably had to
sadness.
Change the costume is the sad part. That's probably what happened. They were probably like, well, we got to get rid of this shit now.
You all right? Change the die. Hold on.
He's fun to die.
Fun of gonna die. A 1.8. Now, what was that one? Dr. Mordo?
Morbid. Yeah, Morbid.
Dr. Morbid. Okay.
Mordred. Sorry. Mordred. Blah, 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 blah,
be Morbid.
It's essentially Dr. Morbid.
I mean, it's
sad
not
shit.
As morbid as the fucking first guy. Oh, okay. This is better.
Yep.
Now we're in the good shit.
I
then
fucking
we'll move
thought
on
so.
To the
that,
real
that was
shit.
Fucking Jeffrey. Okay.
What?
So the
Jeffrey
the,
Combs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The guy from fucking Reanimator.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Morbid.
Yeah.
Morbid. Yes.
Which is why yeah, that okay.
Oh, we've got 4 to go with.
Yes.
I forgot.
Here we go. We're going to start in 2016 with Doctor Strange.
And I fucking love it.
Okay.
They nailed the shit out of this, and I'm glad they didn't go with the goddamn stupid
gloves.
The bad gloves.
Okay,
the bad gloves were something that needed to stay not here.
To be fair, both of them are bad gloves, but there's worse gloves. So
it's not leopard print gloves,
exactly.
All right? Straight yellow rubber clean your dishes gloves are fine.
We got them in the post-credit scene. In the
this is
one,
incredibly
so.
Solid.
True.
And one of the things, look, here's the thing. Sometimes they can do the clothes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can't do the clothes. I would have argument to say that if you're willing to work on the clothes, anybody can get the clothes. Anybody.
Yeah.
But
you could put any freak, and we talked about this, you could put any fucking freak in a Flash costume. And even if the costume is fucking perfect, he still may not look right. But his face works so well for Doctor Strange.
Right.
The expression, not just his acting, just looking at him, just a still frame picture says so much about how well he matches that material. It's like Christopher. When you look at Chris, you see fucking Superman.
And when you look at him, you see Dr. Stephen Strange.
Yeah, it's very remarkable. That's one of the things that makes it so solid, is that this is ridiculously perfect casting.
And the funny thing is, initially I was like, why the fuck did they cast him as Dr. Strange? And then I saw it and I was like, holy fuck!
Holy fuck!
Yeah. This is fucking dope!
Yeah.
You were probably like, why did they cast Sherlock?
That's like, great, so we got Sherlock as the master of fucking sorcery. Yep, that makes total sense. Yep, totally. Oh, shit. They did really damn good with that.
Right.
Holy shit, he did really damn good with that.
Right.
So,
it's kind of like when people were making fun of Toby for being Spider-Man.
This is going to be really rough. It's going to be rough because
he gets a 4.8.
It's going to be real hard for me to pick the one that I like the most. You guys, because you might know, but in terms of his, there's such subtle differences,
yeah.
And that can make a huge difference, but I can't remember which one was the one that really drew me. So for this, I'm gonna go 4.5. I don't think this was my favorite addition. I think this definitely catches my eye, but I don't think it was the one I liked the most.
Yeah, I'm at the 4.5
as
well.
See, here's the thing. All four of these are amazing.
Yeah, they've been very good.
I've got four stages of grading. There's a 4.8. There's going to be a 4.9. There's going to be a 5, and then a 10.
I see.
So you'll understand.
Four.
So okay, because this is all we got right now. Because Shane, something happened to Shane. I don't know what.
Shane's dying.
Shane looked like he was literally going to throw up. He had to leave the room.
Yeah,
it's probably because he was overheating. So we'll just do it with the four of us.
4.45.
Okay.
That was the first Doctor Strange movie.
And honestly, I cannot wait until next year. I want my next Doctor Strange movie. It's going to be
so
fucking off the
hook. Shane gave a 5. Shane is still watching. He had to leave the room, but I just seen him in the chat.
Okay,
I didn't realize
he gave
that.
It a 5.
So plus 5, and then we divide it again. And
yep.
4.56,
okay.
Which
is still pretty
fucking
just solid.
Yeah, just added just a little bit. So
okay,
yeah.
So let's kick on now to Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they did add the gloves. And
The
yeah.
post-credit, they forgot the necklace.
Yep, the post-credit, they did forget the necklace, but the gloves was actually in Ragnarok.
Ma'am.
So, and the thing is, they're not the stupid yellow gloves, in a sense. They're more like leather gloves.
Right.
But they are still the yellow
they're
gloves.
They're the stupid yellow gloves, but they're leather now.
They're the yellow gloves, but here's the thing. Just like they took liberty with his costume and made it more of like a tunic that wraps around and it's not quite as flowy garment. You get what I mean? It's heavier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which works for the more practical realness of what they're doing. It's still the same thing. He still has those ugly gloves, but they're practical. They're believable ugly gloves.
Right.
And that's important. That is legitimately
important.
Because had they actually just... Because
if they look like the comic book, they'd be like 8 times bigger than his fucking hand.
And they'd be leopard print and ugly.
No, no,
or they'd
no,
just
no,
be
no.
solid
they
yellow
would be
ugly.
Solid. They would
they
still
would
be
solid yellow.
They would be the rubber, I'ma wash my dishes now gloves.
Rubber, right. That fucking, are 8 times bigger than his fucking arm.
They'd be fucking Dexter's mom's gloves.
Right.
I think Shane dropped a 4 for the gloves.
Yeah, okay.
For just the gloves?
No, he dropped the 4 because...
I know.
He just dropped a 4 on this one. So.
This
one gets a 4.9.
I think, personally...
Because I actually
like him,
these gloves.
I like him. I think, personally, I like him without gloves. personally.
Does look better without the gloves, but the gloves do add that little aesthetic for me.
I'm going to fall to a 4.4. It's still relatively the same costume, but it looks better crafted because this top part is better now than it was.
Yep.
Because now it's a fold-over tunic rather than the two parts that came down. I like that more. And I like his bottom. I like his battle claw, the battle skirt here that he's got working. I like that a lot more than I did when it was just the folds. So all of this is very solid to me. I think it works a lot better than it did. I'm not a gloves guy.
So because I'm dropping a 5, he's at a 4.46.
Okay. Cool. Let's check out Infinity War. Okay, so we got the gloves off of him.
Yep. And now, actually, go back.
I'm just flipping through. Then I'll go back to the one that... This seems like our best chance to see the outfit. Am I right?
Yes.
Well, it's between that one and the next one.
That or the him sitting. Yeah.
That one's probably one of the better ones. But if you go back one real quick, if you actually look at the Cloak of Levitation, it's got runes on it now.
Mm-mm.
So we didn't have that in the other. You're sure?
It was just straight robe.
Yeah. It was just straight robe.
Okay. No, yeah.
That's embroidered, but it doesn't have
runes
on it.
It's embroidered, but it's not the runes yet. So, yeah, because that's one of those subtle things. Like I said, I don't watch it to the extent... He's not my favorite character, so I don't notice the intricates until they're pointed out to me.
Right. So...
So that's cool.
That, and actually getting to see the Eye of Agmato open up, I just fucking love this.
Okay, Shane dropped a 5 on this guy
By the way, Seth...
That's your 5.
Genesis.
Oh, that's your plus 10. Okay. All right. Well, I'm staying at a... you know what? No, I'm going to go to a 4.9.
This looks to be as close as they're going to get for me. I don't know how much more they can change him or alter him. In fact, I think he lost his top that I liked better. Yeah, they went back. It's a lot more... It's not the same
it's a
folded
bit more
over.
Flowy.
It's a lot more flowy, and I like it to be... So you
more
know
that
what?
Kind of tight knit.
This is rough on me. I'm going to say that I don't like some of his aesthetic robe choices, but I like everything else overall. I may have liked the other one. I may have liked personally the other one more, but on a grading scale, I'll go up to 4.7. I think, because overall the cape is a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
The flow is going to work a lot better for some of the scenes in this movie. Like, the fact that he flows, wind can hit him and shit like that, and when he flies up, and all of that shit looks better in action than the robes that I prefer, where the robes are tighter, and they work more like a Jedi robes. I prefer those more, but this aesthetically worked better for the movie. I'm positive of it.
Right.
4.4.
Right. That's the only reason why Dizzy lost the 0.1 is because he got rid of the gloves, and to be fair... Doc Strange without the gloves is a little goofy, but that's just because I'm used to him having them. But with Genesis, he's a 5.8.
Okay, so here's the thing. We got two pictures for this.
But
it's pretty
much
really the same costume.
I don't think this costume changed.
Yeah, that's all I didn't really get.
Right, I think it, because he
it
came back.
That one.
Yeah, it's still the same damn costume.
Because we lost him with the snap, and he came back with
that. If they did make alterations... It was probably to form-fitting and small tweaks that are only noticeable when you're really looking at two side-by-side comparisons.
Right.
Because we see that shit in, like, they claim that in Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2 it's the same costume, but it's not. There's a color grade difference.
Right.
And it's minor, but it sticks out when he's in bright lights and you notice it.
You know, I just realized I had to sacrifice one of my boys when Thanos... snapped his fingers, and then I had to sacrifice my other boy to get my first boy back.
Yeah.
God fucking damn it. Damn you, Marvel.
Well, to be fair, that's because they've already admitted that they're bringing in Riri to be the new Iron Man.
They're probably going to have Robert Downey Jr. come in and play AI Tony then.
Yeah, he's going to have to.
That's not a guarantee, because... We're dealing with real people. Like you would like to see Kirk keep coming back, he's too damn old.
Maybe voiceover.
He was too damn old. It's too much. Like when Star Trek moved on and went to the Next Generation, the reason you didn't see all those actors come back is because some of them were too old to come back.
Right.
And even no matter what stories you would have written around them, some of them were just too old to come back.
Right.
Three, technically.
Well, I mean Robert Downey Jr. as, like, just a voice AI.
Yeah, but even then, you got to understand that he's a real person. And at some point, money's not going to matter to him. He has enough money to live and do whatever the fuck he wants for the rest of his life. If he doesn't want to give up months and months of his life on one of these big scale, huge projects where they call him in and make him do all this and they call him back again for reshoots. And like the way that you have to read the scripts, I've read the way they handle it, where they take you and you're not allowed to have the script. You don't get a copy. You don't take it home. They put you in a room, lock the room. You get that time alone with the script and you can't take any pages out and like that. Oh, and the eating requirements, you have to sign to an eating contract.
I think I remember reading somewhere
personal trainers and shit.
They were talking about getting like a younger Tony and bringing that person
you're right
in
now, bud,
to be like a new Stark for future.
Well, to be fair, with the way that they have,
would you want
AI
him recasted?
Camera set up.
Would you want him recasted?
I don't know.
Legitimate point.
Most people wouldn't. Most of the casuals wouldn't. And to be fair, that's where they make their money, is casuals.
Even some of the hardcores. I don't know if Nick wants him recasted in the current timeline that we've already put down. If he's dead, let him be dead.
If Tony's dead, leave him dead.
If they bring him back as an AI, I'm sure he'd be fine with that. But if the actual actor doesn't want to come back, which there's a chance he doesn't. That's a lot of fucking work.
I think Robert Downey Jr. has said he would not mind coming back to do more Tony Stark stuff, but I don't think he wants to do Iron Man anymore.
Because that's a lot of work.
He might just do, like...
That's a lot of work, a lot of secret crap, a lot of having people in your life. It's a big movie. It's a lot of stress. Like, these actors, they do get to a point where the stress is not worth the fame and the fortune, and they're old enough to just decide, I'm ready to do other shit. And then we have to make the decision, do we recast, or do we let that character move on with the grace that we've already laid down?
And
this is basically the rest of the show. We've rated all these guys. We're just talking now.
I think nowadays they've gotten better at that. Like, if somebody's played an iconic character for so many years and that person, you know, gives it up, or if that person dies,
I mean,
they don't recast that. Like, let's take the reboot of Star Trek when
I don't want him recast. I don't want him recast.
They're not going to. They're actually going to do the fourth movie.
Actually,
we've heard stuff about them doing it and then going back and then
doing
it.
There's a lot of behind the scenes that's taking place, but the original concept was to do 5 movies, and from what I understand, they are back in negotiations with Chris again. Because evidently, Chris was the one that got up and walked out. They went ahead with the 4th movie, and they got a lot of stuff set up, and I heard that he demanded, because his price changed. Overnight, he became a big deal. He wasn't just in Star Trek. He was all of a sudden in Wonder Woman, and he was all of a sudden in, like, offshoot action movies, and he was all over the fucking place.
His popularity kind of skyrocketed.
And he basically made some demands, and they said, well, the last movie didn't make a lot of money, so we can't give you that. And he said, well, then I can't give you me. And this is the truth of actors. They're human fucking people, and they come with a price for all that, for especially to do a movie that's this big, that kind of money, that kind of dedication,
and
that kind of torment.
And if they want to go with the Tarantino movie, which is another thing that they were going around with.
An R-rated Star Trek, yep.
Yeah.
But
based in the Next Generation, mind you.
Yeah, not interested.
They weren't going to recast Chekhov. They were just like, he's on another ship.
That's what they were going to do.
Right.
But
did Picard season 2 come out yet?
It comes out next year.
But there's the argument. There's the argument to be made.
This year.
I already looked it up.
Okay.
There's an argument to be made for people that are Chekhov fans. Don't you still want him in the movies?
Now,
say that's your favorite fucking character. You don't want him gone, but do you really want him recast?
No, I wouldn't. Because let's say, okay, first off.
And to be fair.
It looks like we need another reboot.
It's getting close to the end of its run.
Now, there are characters that have been recast. Star Trek is one of those shows that's a legacy show that's been very good about keeping the same people. But there are people that have changed. Savick.
Yeah.
Savik is not a small character. She's a big fucking deal. She's one of the mainstays of the biggest fucking movie in the entire history of Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan. Lieutenant Savik is no small character. And then we go to movie three, and guess what? That's not her. It is still Savik, but she is recast.
Yep.
And most of us accepted that, and we were fine with it because she wasn't so big.
In the third one.
That we were, well, she wasn't so big that we were like, that we were like, they didn't replace Kirk.
Like for me.
That would have caused some issues.
Like for me, I know that it's at the end of its run. It's getting close to the end of its run, but if Grant decided I don't want to be the Flash anymore, in the show, please.
In the show, please.
Do not like, recast him.
Right. Well, and it's not just a recast. Sometimes they don't recast. Sometimes they just try to sway attention like Batwoman.
I think
they just made a different character and made a different mantle and continued on with the show, and it didn't work.
I think Flash is going to end after season 8 because the guy who plays Cisco and the guy who plays Harry, they left the show after season 7.
I mean, you get tired.
Yep.
You're human fucking people. You can't do this forever. Right. There comes a time when you're ready to move the fuck on.
Right.
And sometimes that's the end of the show.
Took so fucking long.
And I think that season 8 of Flash will be the final season.
Do you still got a normal charger? You got the stupid C charger.
I got the C charger.
But you don't I think that if the character...
No, like I said, that's fine.
I think that if the character's not a big character and you recast him, fine. But if it's an iconic character, like...
Well, look, that's the point I've been trying to make for, like, the last, like, five fucking minutes, is, especially with Tony, if they end up making him AI Tony for Riri Williams,
it's
deep fakes are a fucking thing. We have the technology to make a CG that looks like a live human being is sitting in front of you talking. We can mimic their voice just enough with all the fucking auto-tuning and correcting.
But they'd have to pay.
All we have to do is
license his imagery. And he may not want that.
Yep.
Because he may not be involved. So that's also something that's very, very questionable is when we start talking about things like, should deceased actors be appearing in movies?
Here's my thing. Well, here's the thing.
Well, I think they pay the families for that
They
stuff.
Do, yeah. But yes. does that, Peter but Cushing. Are you still sure that Peter Cushing would have come back? Because sometimes, sometimes Peter does one and done characters.
Right, but at the same time, Peter was also like a very consummate actor. So
and he very much took
where...
the jobs that he was offered
so
a lot of the time.
Right.
So
yes,
there's a good
but
chance
then there,
he would.
There
have.
Are other people. There are other people that you do have to question, like Luke Skywalker. Right now, they're talking about possibly casting a younger actor to play Luke, and there's been fan requests as to who that actor should be. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean it's right. I'm not saying that it's wrong either. Don't get the wrong idea.
Who are they wanting to?
One of the names that I've heard constantly is the dude that currently plays Winter Soldier. I've seen faked makeup tests where he looks almost exactly like Mark Hamill.
That would actually be a really good pick.
And I've heard where I think there was even an interview with him that where after all the fan stuff came up, they asked him if he would be willing to do it, and he said only if Mark Hamill hand selected me would I even be interested, because it's too big of a character and I don't want to be responsible for marking up a legacy that I didn't even have permission to touch. So he gives the background, he gives the 100%. I don't care that the character is owned by a company. That character belongs to Mark Hamill in my eyes, and I won't do it without Mark Hamill saying so. Mm-hmm. But because people are real and people are different and people are actors, you go over to Mark Hamill, and they asked him in a follow-up interview if he would give his okay. And you know what he said? He said, Luke isn't my character. He's a character.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't need my permission to play him. Well, you see, those are two people that have very different opinions as to what that character is, and one of them, who you thought would have had a much bigger grind to that legacy, doesn't have exactly the hold that you think he has, nor does he want it.
Yeah, that's
because his Luke got screwed.
No, that's
no,
not it
it's
at all.
Because Mark
he's
loves
an actor.
Every fucking character that he plays. Like, he can be Luke
did you
Skywalker
see the, did you see
and the
interviews?
Joker at the same time.
But did you see the interviews where he talked about playing
Skywalker.
Luke? When he played Luke in the new movies, he did an interview where they were asking him about Luke and how he turned out. And he said that in order for him to play that Luke, he had to signify with himself that that wasn't his Luke, but it was Luke. He had to say that. It's not the guy that he grew up with. It's not the direction he would have taken. It's not the character he thinks that it should be. But because he's just an actor, and that is Luke, and he was offered the role, and he felt that was important, and he read it, and he said, I can do it. It's not what I would have done, but I can do it. And he made himself that character. Because in his mind, he doesn't own Luke. Luke is a character he played. Just like he wouldn't take offense if somebody came on behind him and was the Hobgoblin. He doesn't give a shit. Those are acting roles. And while he takes pride in what he's done, he's not ridiculous enough to hold his hands above everybody else and say, you need my permission.
I am the one and only.
I am that character. Right. And without my permission, like he's not that guy.
Yeah, when they cast that other dude to be Joker in the other Batman game, like, the guy did a spot-on fucking Joker impression. Like, it literally was spot-on Hamill doing Joker. And people were like, somebody else is going to be Joker? Then they heard it, and they're like, oh, fuck, that's awesome. Then they went to Mark, and he's like, kid did good. Fuck do I care?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's not that guy.
Oh, yeah, because that was for Arkham Origins.
He doesn't have the same...
That's because Hamill is a comic book nerd. If we were to somehow magically come up with enough money or enough of a premise to get Mark Hamill to come in here and talk comic books and video games and geeky shit with us, he would be able to keep the fuck up.
He would do it. He would just hang out.
I couldn't do that. I wouldn't be able to.
You wouldn't be able to.
That would be a Shatner situation all over again.
I would have no issues
Mr.
with
Hamill.
That.
Yeah, that'd be, that was
Shane
amazing.
Shane would be creepy in the corner, Shane... and Mark Hamill would just look over and be like, is he okay?
Dude, when Shane met Shatner, met Shatner, it was fucking amazing.
Right. Yeah, he had one fucking job. You had one fucking job, Shane, and you failed me.
It was so good.
To be fair, it was...
Shane's one job, the one thing I fucking asked him to do, was when you meet William Shatner, asked him ask him if he said, oh my, or fuck, what the hell was it? It was about Star Trek Generations.
He wouldn't have given an answer. Now that I've seen him twice and met him twice as well, he wouldn't have given an answer. Yeah. It's really weird to talk to him because if you bring up a direct fandom question, he's another one of those guys. He just plays characters. He's just an actor, and he's not married to a damn thing he plays, so
not,
he doesn't care. He doesn't even really remember half the shit he did. And it's not just his age. He never cared enough to get into
it. Well, okay.
You still have one job.
No, because one of the best interviews I ever heard was on the Nerdist podcast. They were talking with Bruce Campbell. And Bruce goes, it's great. Every time I see him at Comic-Con, I always walk up and I, you know, say hi to William Shatner. He goes, but do you know how I get William Shatner? Do you know how I got him the first time? He's like, Star Trek? He goes, no, because Shatner hates Star Trek. But I've got this side door. On every episode of TJ Hooker, Shatner would be the one to pull up, stop on the fucking dime, and get the fuck out the car. That's done in one take. You could tell Shatner was the one who does it. So how did I get him? I walked up and I go, how'd you do that? How'd you do that power slide? It was had to deal with all the stunt coordinators. It's a 3-part maneuver. Take your foot off the gas. Feather the emergency brake because they shave it down. So you can stop on a dime. Once you feather the emergency brake, you just hit it. And you're on your mark. And then you get out. And you deliver your lines. So he always gets him a fucking TJ Hooker every single time he walks up. And he goes, hey Bill, was watching TJ Hooker the other night. And he goes, my man, type of thing.
And when he liked that
because it wasn't fucking everybody. Mr. Shatner, in episode 273, how many times did you have to change your pants because your girdle broke?
How much money did they actually spend on jelly beans?
When I first met him, I talked to him about the Twilight Zone.
Specifically, that's
what I went there to talk to him about. Because I knew what our autograph I was getting and everything. I knew what I was going there for.
Right.
And I knew I was going to meet Kirk. But I could have asked 1,000 Star Trek questions and it wouldn't have mattered because he just played the character and moved on.
Right.
But there's little things that he only played in small areas that he would have a bigger... Because it's not like, I played this character for 40 fucking years. No, I don't remember that shit.
Right.
But like... I talked to him, and I was like, I fucking love the Twilight Zone episode, and that's specifically the one that I talked to him about.
Which one? Because there was like three of them.
I talked to him about the one where he's in the restaurant. And
he's got the diner.
Yep, and he's got the fucking machine that keeps telling him the future, and then it keeps telling him that they'll die if they leave the restaurant, and all the other predictions are coming true.
Yep.
That's specifically the one I went in and talked to him about.
Yeah, which is funny because I love how...
And everybody tells me that he's an asshole. Everybody tells me he's an asshole. I was late to the line because of what happened. We ended up having to leave, and we came back, and when we got there, the line was basically dead, and I was like the last person, and his guys were literally walking him away, and I was like, fuck, I missed him. And as I walked up, and I just fucking, I had a look, and Michelle was like, did we miss him? I was like, we fucking missed him. And he was walking across the back curtain, and he saw us, and he stopped, and he pointed at us, and he was like, you guys autographs? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, and he came back around. And the person that was watching him, that was heading on the schedule, was like, we got to go. And he's like, in a minute. He's like, no, we really got to go. We're doing pictures right now. And he says, in a minute. And he just fucking walked back through the curtain and sat right back down and took the page and talked to me about fucking. He gave me a fist bump. Then he talked to me about fucking
Twilight Zone.
Then he signed my stuff. Then he fist bumped Michelle. Then he talked to me a little bit more about how his country life is what influenced the fact that a lot of his characters are like Iowa boys and shit like that. Then he gave me another fist bump, and he's like, I guess I really got to go. And then you see the person behind him like, we're fucking late, motherfucker! Like, I'm losing my goddamn job over here!
You know, I really wish we would have had the face cam on Bill right
there. You know
what
would have been even better?
His eyes fucking
out. Do you want to know what would be even better? If Shatner would have got up, fucking walked off, and like, why didn't you tell me? We're running late.
That would have been so good.
I think I would have been like, God fucking damn it!
Blow my brains out.
Then I went and got in line behind fucking Shane and went to get my picture taken. And that's
with
how,
Bill Shatner.
That's how I got to see that moment, because Shane went in and I was standing over there by the curtains fucking watching, and Shatner's sitting on the chair, and fucking he just goes in and he's like, hello, Mr. Shatner. It's just barely functioning. Just let me just stand next to you and get a picture, please.
First off, I've never been that close to a captain before.
And then Michelle didn't fare much better.
Oh, no,
Michelle
no.
went in
I'm going to let you know this now. Being near a captain ain't nothing. Being near a colonel's fucking terrifying.
If you go in and you see Michelle's picture, because we got a picture with her, she can't even speak. She's just sitting there cheesing, smile so big her lips are going to fucking rip.
Yep. I'm kind of glad I only got my picture taken with the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, no, I don't know how I would have reacted
to that. I'm just looking forward to maybe someday getting to go to one of those if they ever fucking come back.
I saw the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I mean, considering the fact that a lot of the comedians I follow are starting to post tour dates.
See, once again,
should
I
be
able
hopefully
to do
like
but
in the next year.
Conventions are different
right.
than tour
I'd have walked,
dates.
Right,
I'd have
that's what I'm
curtain.
Saying in the next year
I'd
or two,
that
hopefully.
Curtain, saw the but four turtles, I'd have been like,
provided
hello,
people
Mr.
stop
Raphael.
Being asshats and actually get their fucking vaccines.
Like, favorite turtle of all
dude,
time.
Dude, can
I will
you
say
imagine?
It's really cool. I did get pictures with D.C. Douglas.
Nice.
Can
so,
you,
that
oh, yeah, was
that's
awesome.
Right. I forgot about that.
Can you imagine if you went to one of those cons and all they said, the only thing it said was get pictures with the Ninja Turtles. And you assume it's just going to be guys in the costumes. It's, of course, not the original
right.
actors. But that's what you went there for. And you're like, I'm going to go in there and it's going to be sweet. They're going to be in the original movie costumes. I'm going to get my picture with them. And what if you walked through the door, right, the little curtain thing? You've already paid $80 and there's just four dudes standing there. Because they're the dudes that got the CGI captures.
Yep.
And they are officially the Ninja Turtles.
Or.
But they're not in costume.
The Michael Bay one.
Yet.
The Michael Bay Turtles.
Bill, better yet, it's just four actual turtles with little bandanas on their heads.
No, I would prefer if it
that
was
would
just
be
four
cool.
dudes.
Yeah.
Walking the curtain?
Now, to be fair, if
nope.
it was if it
nope.
was the four dudes, you would need me to be there.
Refund.
Because I can at least point out. Yeah, that's Robbie Paulson. Those are all the voice actors. Good,
nope.
Go do pictures.
Nope, because they fucked. There were three of those guys got to voice act their turtle. The fourth guy actually went through all the motions, voice acted his entire turtle, did everything right, and then they voice cast it over that motherfucker when they filmed the movie. They would think it was Donatello.
See, I'm
they
jealous
fucked
of,
that actor.
I'm jealous of these two because Shane has got to meet Bill Shatner. Bill has got to meet Bill Shatner. Bill has also got to meet
Jason David Frank.
And Ernie Hudson.
You did too.
Bill's dad also met Shatner.
Oh, yeah, Bill's dad met Shatner.
Ernie Hudson. Elvira. I spent a little time with her.
Now, here's
the thing.
You
know who else we met? Because he was a big motherfucker.
Oh, my God. I saw some Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, yeah. And they met Lou Ferrigno.
The mountain of a man.
I saw him when he was out there.
Oh, and the next time that me and Michelle went back, we hung out with Robert Englund.
I know. And Robert Englund. All right.
These
two got to meet a lot of cool people. You know who I've met? They're still cool people, but I've only met two people. Greg Ayers. Great guy. Really fucking nice.
Oh, and we met Superman. We met Ralph.
Oh, I actually had a conversation with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shit, I hung out with Greg Ayers for like an entire weekend. It was awesome. Because he goes to Anime Zap.
Right, because he goes to Zap.
But because I'm a staff member, I actually get to hang out with him.
Right.
So that was pretty fucking sweet. And I also got to not only get pictures and hang out a bit with DC Douglas, I also got to do some voice acting with him.
Nice.
Now...
Granted, it was not recorded because it was during the DC Douglas Late at Night stuff, but I still got to.
The highlight of my trip was meeting my favorite Power Ranger,
Jason David Frank.
Had a conversation with him.
Met him three times now.
Basically told him that he was my favorite Ranger, and I went back to Power Rangers because you were coming back. Because you are my favorite Ranger. Green, I like that.
Bill's just staring up at his picture.
And then I was like, dude... You're the greatest Ranger ever, and my buddy will sit there and tell you that Jason Scott, that fucking putz,
could hold a candle
to you. Tommy Oliver, greatest Ranger
depends on the argument we're having. Oh. If we're talking storyline-wise, I'm sorry. Tommy never beat Jason. He never bested him at a single competition. You can watch every episode.
You know what? JDF? Can beat fucking Austin.
But JDF is a very different argument. JDF would fucking rock Austin to the core. There'd be no chance.
He did get close. Well, the character got close when the Zio one was brainwashed.
Oh, when Tommy was brainwashed and Jason had to fight him as the Gold Ranger?
Yeah.
In that Coliseum?
Yeah. He got close.
And Jason refused to fight.
Yeah,
and still won that fight.
That one was a tough one because I don't want to hurt my friend, so I'm going to pull my punches.
But reverse that. Reverse that because later on, they're in Turbo,
there's
a Tommy that doesn't want to fight and gets his ass kicked. When Jason doesn't want to fight, he still had the skill and technical prowess to win a fight, not even wanting to do it.
Yeah.
Character-wise, you take him and put him in comic books and literature and screen... It is ridiculous that JDF might be a certain kind of guy, but for whatever reason, they always wrote that character. He was always, 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 always second to Jason. Even when Jason comes back and does the Kung Fu tournament at the end of Turbo, the series, there's that fight that they have with the other three greatest fucking martial arts guys that traveled there to have that Kung Fu competition. Rocky gets a... No, not Rocky. Adam gets a point.
I was about to say, Rocky
Tommy
gets
a point.
Points.
Jason gets a point, and then every guy tries for that fourth point. Jason can't do it. Jason as in... Yeah. Tommy couldn't do it. He couldn't get that point. He tried twice and got knocked away. And then here comes fucking... goddammit, Adam... And Adam can't get that point. Also, a fucking stellar motherfucking real motherfucker.
Oh, by the way, another thing, I want to meet him. Johnny,
and then Jason is the guy that got the victory point.
I want to con him into coming on the fucking show.
Dude, Johnny is so... Dude,
I want to get Johnny on the show so we can hang out with Johnny.
Like, you're my second favorite Ranger. You know, the people are like, oh, I'm not your favorite.
It is bizarre.
I want to see him actually voice Broly and go, Princess Trunks!
I think that's it, though. Man. I think this room is too damn hot. It still is too damn hot.
Too damn hot!
Say the thing.
Really? Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com.
at FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.